Under the rules of the U.S. Senate, 41 members can prevent a bill from becoming law with a filibuster. Republicans defend the filibuster as a time-honored tradition, but Senate Democrats say it's being abused and gumming up the works. They want to challenge the way the filibuster works to make it easier for legislation to pass. Now, what is a filibuster? When this topic comes up, a lot of people picture Jimmy Stewart filibustering in the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
I've got a few things I want to say to this body. I tried to say them once before, and I got stopped colder than a mackerel. Well, I'd like to get them said this time, sir. And as a matter of fact, I'm not going to leave this body until I do get them said.
President, will the senator yield?
The senator yields.
No, sir, I'm afraid not.
Joining us with more on the filibuster and changing it, Julian Zelizer, political commentator, history professor at Princeton. His books include Arsenal of Democracy and Jimmy Carter. Julian, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.
So how does the filibuster of 2012 compare to the filibusters of the era of Mr. Smith Goes to Washington?
Well, it's less visible and it's more frequent, meaning you don't have a filibuster anymore where senators actually take to the floor and talk. They just threaten a filibuster and that's enough. And it's much more frequently used. It's used for common issues. It's used for big issues, whereas back in the 30s and 40s, it was reserved for really high-profile, controversial issues like civil rights.
It's my impression it's fairly easy to do a filibuster today, and what the Democrats are proposing is making it more difficult. Is that right?
Yes. They're not proposing to eliminate the filibuster, and they don't really think they can get an end to the filibuster, which requires more than a majority to end. What they're trying to do is force people to actually speak and spend their time on the floor when they want a filibuster and alter the rules so that it's actually harder to accomplish. Just make it more cumbersome so that the minority party won't really want to go through the effort to do it.
Now, the Democrats are saying the Republicans are overusing the filibuster. But when you take a step back and look at how it's been used by both parties over the years, has it been the Republicans using it more often?
Well, Democrats certainly used it more often after the 1970s. That's when this started to increase dramatically. And Democrats were often the party doing it, including when Republicans controlled the Senate, obviously. But, you know, scholars looking at this have shown that in the last few sessions, the use of the filibuster has increased exponentially. And so it isn't equivalent anymore. The Republicans have kind of taken the filibuster war to new levels.
Can changes actually happen, Julian Zelizer, or can you filibuster changes in the filibuster?
Well, you can filibuster changes in the filibuster. That's true. But that said, this rule is not static. In 1917, the Senate adopted the practice of cloture, which allowed senators to end the filibuster. In 1975, they switched the number from 66 to 60, essentially, in terms of how many people were needed to end the filibuster. So reform has happened. There are even other examples, and it can happen again.
Julian Zelizer, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Historian Julian Zelizer, and we'll see whether Congress does anything to change the filibuster in the Senate.